Wayne Kramer was the guitarist and co-founder of the rock band The MC5, that stood for Motor City Five. They were together from 1964 to 1972. The MC5 was wildly abrasive. Rock historians trace the roots of punk to them. Here's their signature tune.
Kick off the jams, Moe!
MC5 burned brightly, but burned out fast. Wayne Kramer drifted into addiction and drug dealing, which landed him in a federal prison with a 4-year term. When I spoke to Wayne Kramer at the Seattle Interactive Conference this week, he said there was one great part of jail.
The high point of my years in prison was to actually share them with the great Red Rodney. Red was a jazz trumpeter who replaced Miles Davis in the Charlie Parker Quintet. And Red was an older man. He was in his mid-50s then. I was in my 20s. He was an archetype dope fiend jazz musician and actually had been to the prison that we were in, Lexington, Kentucky. He had been there in the 40s and in the 50s. He said, "Wayne, see, I like to do business with established institutions." And he was just a ebullient, wonderful man whose musicianship was on a level beyond anyone's ability in the modern age.
You were in the MC5, you were like, it was called proto-punk. You were obviously a very skilled rock guitarist, but we're talking Red Rodney here. I mean, he's like, as you alluded to, kind of at the top level. Did he take you seriously when you first encountered him and wanted to jam with Red Rodney?
No, he didn't. he kind of dismissed me because, you know, we all heard through the prison grapevine that he was coming. So the day he arrived, he was standing in kind of entrance to our housing unit. And I walked up and introduced myself, and I said, "Hi, Red, I'm Wayne Kramer, and I'm a guitar player here, and we're happy to have you here with us, and maybe we could, jam or something." And he kind of gave me a, "Yeah, sure, kid, you know, we'll see." And he kind of put me off, you know. And then one day I was sitting, I used to practice right after lunch every day because nobody was in the unit. Yeah. And it's not fun to listen to people rehearse if you're rehearsing seriously. And he came in and he had a jazz Bible with him, a fake book. And he asked me, could I read the chord? He opened it up, he pointed out, "Can you read these chords?" And I said, "Yeah, I can read those chords."
A little test going on there, maybe?
And he had his trumpet. Uh-huh. And he said, "Okay, we're going to play this one here. You ready?" I said, "Yeah." One, two, and he started playing the melody, and I'm struggling to, because the chords, you know, bebop changes sometimes. You got four chords in one bar, and you know, I'm sure I slaughtered it, you know, I'm sure it was terrible. But he said afterwards that, he said, yeah, okay, you can play. And then all of a sudden he changed, and we became best friends and partners. And so to be able to study with him and learn a little bit about writing and arranging, and to play in a band with him was one of the highlights of my life, not only my prison life, but my life.
Guitarist Wayne Kramer, founding member of the MC5, 92nd on the Rolling Stone list of top 100 guitarists. When Wayne Kramer got out of jail from his drug charges,
I kind of buried that experience for a long time. But time has a way of watching your experiences reemerge. And when it did reemerge, I felt a connection to people in prison and had the somehow mysterious instinct to want to go back in prisons and help prisoners. And I ran into a guy named Billy Bragg. And Billy was inspired to do the same thing. And we joined forces and we launched a independent initiative, a nonprofit initiative in America called Jail Guitar Doors USA. And what we do is simple. We find people that work in corrections that are willing to use music as a form of rehabilitation, and we provide them with instruments, mostly guitars.
And there's a kind of a cycle here because the name, Jail Guitar Doors, mm-hmm. refers to a Clash song, which was about you when you were in jail.
Yeah, the Clash were a terrific band and a conscious band. You know, they paid attention to the world around them, and that world filtered out in their songs. And they wrote a song called Jail Guitar Doors that talked about me and a couple of their other musical brothers. Trouble with the authorities. I didn't think much more of it until I ran into Billy 30 years later, and he had founded this initiative in England, and he called it Jail Guitar Doors. So you're right, the whole thing has come full circle.
Were you aware that they'd written this song that name-checked you while you were in jail?
Actually, I didn't even know about it. The Clash came to town, and I just went over to meet them and say hi, and they told me we wrote a song about you. And I asked them, well, does that mean I get a share of the credit? They laughed and said, Wayne, you're the best.
Guitarist, musician, and activist Wayne Kramer.
It's 12:39. This is 94.9 KUOW Seattle News and Information. I'm Andy Hirsch.